Eduardo Zamacois, El Buffon, The Fool. Zamacois was one of the first Basque artists to achieve international fame and renown, but his sudden death at the age of just 29 cut short what could have been a highly successful career. After training in Bilbao and at the San Fernando Academy of Fine Arts in Madrid, he moved to Paris in 1860. At that time, the city was an international focal point for art, and many Basque artists ended up moving there. He joined the workshop of the renowned painter Ernest Meissonier, whose Précieuse style became a reference point for Zamacois in developing his own style. His circle of close friends in Paris included the artists Raimundo de Madrazo, Martín Rico, and Mariano Fortuny, who also died young. Zamacois produced mainly small-format paintings. He addressed themes taken from the past, but steered clear of grandiloquent historical themes, treating his subjects with a touch of humour and a style that tended towards the anecdotal. El Buffon, the Fool, shows a scene at court, set in the interior of a palace. It is a small tableau that brings together some of the artist's most characteristic features, such as the use of screens to separate spaces, finely detailed brushwork, expressive faces, and figures found in many of his paintings, such as fools, dwarfs, and a greyhound. Fewer than 100 works by him are known, but they were snapped up by European and American collectors, to whom Zamacois sold, via his Paris agent, Adolphe Goupil, a mainstay of the art trade of the period.